Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 3, we were talking about the world leaders of today that want to divide Israel and give parts of it to other countries. Let's continue with that thought today.
Foundation for the Bible stands.
Even to this day, we find that the UN, the United States, and other countries try to divide the land and call the Jews occupiers, as if they did not belong, and as if God had not given it to them. And so they try to cast lots and part the land. And by the way, this was what President Bush tried to do. And as a result, I think that one of the great economic downturns is a result of President Bush not being true to Israel as he should have, and God judged and cost his party, the Congress, and the presidency at the time. He wasn't what he ought to be. Now we read here in verse 3, they have given a boy for a harlot. The harlot sells herself. The idea is they make boys into objects for men who are perverted pedophiles. Now, the harlot sells herself. It seems like these boys are somehow enslaved, and other men pay other men for those boys. I find it interesting that in Ezekiel, we find that God says at least the harlot sells herself for something, the woman that just gives herself to other men that are not her husband, seems to be worse. And whereas we think low of the harlot, the woman that does not get paid for her thing, but she just goes ahead and cheats with other men, I think that she is what the word slut is talking about, and that is a proper word for that action. Now, people speak of how Muslims are against homosexuals and they hang them. But isn't it interesting they also make exceptions for those that are fighting in their wars? They even set them up for some of their soldiers. They can have these for both girls and boys for their vile, perverted pleasure. Well, here they sell Israel to give land to others for money. But Israel today has a problem similar to the United States with the vile sin of sodomites. Isn't it interesting as you read through the Old Testament? The good kings of Judah were the kings that eliminated the houses of the sodomites. Now think of this. The land belongs to Israel justly and rightly as it was obtained in defensive wars. But more importantly, it was given them by God and promised to them forever. The oil and other goods obtained from Arabs makes the nations ready to sell Israel, who has been as a brother or sister to them. I believe that politicians particularly, because of the inflow of money, have various allegiances and things they try to help the Muslims for the money that's padding their own pockets. Now, yet it will hurt them. I think of that. You know, how often has godly people and churches helped people who were in need only to be lied about, cursed, and hated by the people they've helped the most? We know what it is to help people that consider themselves in ministry, and they'll tell you that they are what you are. And they'll go against the things then after they've got what they want. And they'll say evil things about you. See, all they wanted was your money, and the means justifies the end. So lying is all right with them. Being a deceiver is all right with them. And that might go with men, but one day they got to stand before God. Now, keep it in mind that Israel is not a righteous land today. Now, I support Israel. I'm strongly in favor of Israel. But I'll also tell you that it's not a righteous land today. But it is against our own country's good to try to divide up their land and to pressure allowance for homosexual rights and the sexual exploitation of women that goes on even today in Israel. Look, I've been to Israel now 7 times, or it'll be 7 times this November, and so I know of the homosexual laws that they favor and things they have set up. And I tell you, about the only time a guy has given me a hard time is when he's heard me preaching against it when we're gathered together. Well, we don't support that part. We don't support Israel and their evil. Nor do we support politicians in our land in their evil. Nor should we support our children in their evil. You know, I find this interesting. There are people that have children that drink, they're on drugs and all that. Now they're senior citizens. And their will leaves a big chunk of money to those children. Those children may put that money into their alcohol or into other things. Some are in false doctrine. They're not scriptural. And their money will go to help support those things. You better rethink how God wants you to use money. Now notice, I didn't say, send me your money instead of your kids. No, I didn't say that. I said, seek God's face of how to set up your will. And use your money rightly. Let God direct you on where to direct those funds. But make sure, because I know God will never direct you to support false doctrine, evil, sin. He just won't do that. Now, again, we're to never support Israel, a church, or an individual in sin and in morality, but we do support what is right. We support helping people to repent, and in taking God's word to others. As a matter of fact, we use God's word in how we handle others. The Bible tells us, do good unto all men, especially to them who are of the household of faith. But if a man won't work, the Bible also tells us he should not eat. Don't enable them to be lazy. Support mainly the gospel, going to those people, and the word of God to train them in the ways of righteousness and life that pleases God, and as the Bible says, to the Jew first. To the Jew first. Just remember, homosexuals, Muslims, and other such like can be saved. And those former things passed away, with God making them new creations in Christ for And man being Christ is a new creature, old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11 says that those that were adulterers, that were drunkards, that were homosexuals, abusers of themselves with mankind, the predators and so forth, they were in that church, but he says, such works unto you, God had changed them. He had sanctified them. He had set them apart. He had washed them by the blood of Christ and made them trophies of his great grace. And he can still do that today. Never lose your desire for the souls of men to be saved, to be changed. Never give up on a child who has wandered, even to those depths. Never give up on them. Keep praying. And not only do we see the atrocities here then against the young people, but notice the atrocities against the land in verses 4 and 5. It says, yea, and what have you to do with me, O Tyre and Sidon, and all the coasts of Palestine? Will ye render me a recompense? And if ye recompense me swiftly and speedily, will I return your recompense upon your own head? Because ye have taken my silver and my gold and have carried into your temples my goodly, pleasant things. God doesn't beat around the bush, does he? And the men who wrote these words as they were breathed out by the Holy Spirit took a great chance. Now notice that Tyre and Sidon and the coast of Palestine are lands which surround Israel today, including Gaza, Lebanon, and Syria. Now, the question then comes up, do these lands seem to attack Israel or want to attack Israel and hurt God's flock today? Well, they say death to Israel. Wipe them off the map. They won't even show them on their map. As a matter of fact, Facebook took down the Palestine's Facebook and then put it back up a short time later, apologizing to them, even though they have pictures and how-tos of how to kill Jews on their Facebook. By the way, let me just say this about Facebook. Don't believe everything you read on Facebook, so if somebody gossips on Facebook, realize they're gossiping, sowing discord, and that is just a filthy sin. As a matter of fact, the Bible calls it abomination, just like it does homosexuality. So if you want to sow abomination, if you want to be considered on the level of a homosexual by God, then get on the Facebook and write down some gossip. Write down things that sow discord among God's people. And God will oblige you by putting you on the same level as he looks at homosexuals. By the way, there's no apology coming, so don't waste your time on writing about that. Now, let me just go on to say this. You have a Facebook. I think it's all right to post sermons on it from your pastor's sermon.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
His truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.